弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
跟主弟兄们有一个星期没有见面，上星期我们是在 Washington D.C. 敬拜的。感谢弟兄姐妹对我们的祷告，我们又平安的返回来。
We thank brothers, sisters for your prayer. We were away for a week in Washington D.C.
我们下面为今天的敬拜，我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来求你的帮助。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask for your blessings.
主，今天是你预备的日子，让你的儿女在你的殿中来敬拜你。
And we come all together to worship you today.
主，我们真的是时刻需要你的带领，需要你的帮助，需要你的启迪。
We do need you every moment to guide us, to lead us.
主，你的话语安定在天，主，就求主你正透过你的话语能够教导我们，让我们能够知道主你的旨意。
Your words are firmly in the heavens, and according to your word that we may live our life.
愿主透过你的话语对我们每个人讲话，让我们能够得到主你的祝福，得到你的教导。
May you speak to us with your words,so that we may be taught and blessed.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
大多数的弟兄姐妹呢，在受洗或者是在加入教会成为会员之前呢，总会分享他们的信仰历程。
For most of the brothers and sisters, before they were baptized, they usually give a testimony about their faith.
那么当他们谈到成为基督徒前后的不同时，都有一个共同点。
When they talk about the difference between before and after being a Christian, there is one thing that's common.
那就是他们信耶稣前所专注的对象与信耶稣之后不同了。
So that is, they are now different for what they were concentrating on before being a believer and after being a believer.
那么信耶稣之前呢，总是专注于自我或者是与自我利益相关的事情。
Usually, before they were Christians, they were focusing on themselves and what is good for themselves.
那么信主之后呢，会把注意力来转向神和其他人的需要。
So after they become a believer, they turn their attention to God, just like all the other believers.
不总是专注在自己的需要上。
No longer always focus on themselves.
其实这也是主耶稣在谈到如何做他的门徒时告诉他的门徒的。
This is what Jesus told his disciples when he told them how to be his disciples.
那么在马太福音十六章二十四节，还有马可福音八章三十四节，还有路加福音九章二十三节，耶稣都同样的告诉他的门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
So Jesus told them, "If anyone who is going to follow me, they shall deny themselves and take upon their own cross."
那么这里舍己的意思呢，其实就是把注意力从自己的身上转向神，转向其他人的需要。
To deny themselves is to turn the attention to not turn the attention away from themselves.
也就是顺服神的旨意，效法基督的样式。
In other ways, to follow God's will and imitate Jesus' examples.
那么在今天的信息中呢，我们会看到。
Today, in this message, we shall see.
那么在主，那么在门徒和主耶稣一起离开加利利，走向耶路撒冷的路上。
So when Jesus and his disciples left Galilee on their way to Jerusalem.
那么从他们的谈话中，我们会看到门徒和主耶稣所专注的事完全的不同。
So through their conversation, we can see the disciples.And Jesus are concentrating on different things.
主耶稣想的是十字架，门徒想的是谁伟大。
So the Christ looked at the cross, but the disciples were thinking who may be the greatest.
那么主耶稣告诉他们，凡是信靠他名的，都是他的门徒。
So Jesus told them, whoever believes in his name are his disciples.
而这十二个门徒认为，只有属于他们这个小集体的，并且和他们常生活在一起的，才是主的门徒。
But those 12 disciples think only those belong to their small group and fellowship with them often are disciples.
所以通过这些信息，我们应该明白，跟随耶稣呢，其实意味着我们降卑自己，服侍并接纳他人，并且对主要忠心。
So from this, we know that to follow Jesus, we need to humble ourselves and follow the will of God and serve Jesus.
那么我们想从三个方面跟大家来分享。
So I'm going to share with you from three different perspectives.
第一点就是基督徒应当顺服神的旨意。
So the first, the Christians should obey the will of God.
第二点，基督徒呢应当服侍和接纳他人。
So the second is Christians should serve and receive others.
最后一点就是基督徒应当对主忠心。
So the third, Christians should be allegiant to the Lord.
那我们先看第一点，基督徒应当顺服神的旨意。
Let's look at the first point. Christians should obey the will of God.
那么这在我们今天的信息中就是第三十节到第三十四节。
This is from verse 30 to 34.
那我们先看三十节。
32.
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿意人知道。
So verse 30. They went on from there and passing through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know.
那么我们从第八章我们知道，这是主耶稣和门徒离开这个凯撒利亚腓立比，经过加利利地区，他要带他的门徒南下，要去耶路撒冷。
So from chapter 8, we know that Jesus and his disciples, they're passing through Caesarea Philippi and going north to Jerusalem.
其实这都是神的计划，也是主耶稣知道的，他要去到耶路撒冷，完成他在地上最后的事工。
This is God's plan, and Jesus knows that he need to go to Jerusalem and fulfill God's plan.
就是要为信他的人死在十字架上，三日后要复活。
So he's going to die for those who believe in him, and 3 days he will resurrect.
他做这些的目的就是为了成就父神为他的儿女所预备的救恩。
The reason he does this is to complete the plan for the God the Father for believers.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的事工主要是集中在加利利地区。
We know that Jesus' ministry focus in the place of Galilee.
从我们讲马可福音第一章、第二章我们开始，我们就看到他的名声在加利利地区早已是家喻户晓。
So we know that through the chapter 1, Jesus' reputation in Galilee was well known.
所以这里耶稣说他不愿意让人知道，也就是说如果加利利人知道他经过这个地方的时候，可能会有很多很多人来跟随他，也就会影响他去耶路撒冷的这个路，这个进程。
That's why he here says he did not want anyone to know, because if they do know he's coming, that many people will be coming to him.
我们看三十一节，他说：“于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他。被杀以后，过三天，他要复活。”
Verse 31, for he was teaching the disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise."
那么这是马可福音中主耶稣第二次预言他的受难和复活。
This is the second time Jesus in Gospel Mark prophesying that he will be suffering.
那么主耶稣在马可福音第一次预言他的复活、受难和复活是在第八章三十一节。
So the first time he prophesied this was in chapter 8, verse 31.
那么这里有说被交在人手里和被杀。虽然他用的是被动式，但是这并不是说耶稣就不能胜过人的邪恶力量而被杀害。
Here says he's delivered into the hands of man. is in the passive sense. It does not mean Jesus cannot actively do something.
这表面上看好像是人的阴谋，这些得逞了，他们把耶稣基督好像是杀害了。
From the surface, it seems that was man's evil plan to do it.
但是在这儿的真实意义不是这样，而他是在强调主耶稣他被交在人手里被杀是父神的旨意。
So actually he was emphasizing the reason he was delivered to man and will be killed by them is God's plan.
所以不是某个人把他交给这些人把他杀了，而是父神把他交在人的手中他被杀。
It's not a man who put him into their hands and be killed. It's God put him in the hands of man.
他只有这样才能为我们赎罪，成就父神他的救赎计划，满足神的公义。
So only by doing so, he can fulfill the redemption plan of God.
就像以赛亚书五十三章第六节这样告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷，个人撇行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Just like Isaiah 53, it says in verse 6, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以这里我们看到主耶稣是为了顺服父神的旨意，愿意被父神交在人的手里被杀。
So there we can see that Jesus is being obedient to the will of God and is willing to be delivered to man and be killed.
他的目的是为了把神的儿女从罪恶过犯中拯救出来，脱离死亡，得着永生。
So the purpose to deliver God's children out of sin and out of death.
其实这充分体现了神对我们这些蒙恩得救的人长阔高深的爱。
From here, we can experience and sense the love that's so deep and wide for that God has for us.
那么就像是约翰福音十章十七到十八节这样告诉我们。这是主耶稣他说的，他说我父爱我，因我将命舍去好再取回来，没有人夺去我的命，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的，我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从父所受的命令。
This is what says in John chapter 10 verse 17 to 18. For this reason the Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up againNo one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
那么约翰福音三章十六节也都是大家非常熟悉的经文，更体现了神对我们的爱。他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So also in John 3:16 is something we are very familiar that says, God so loved the world, have given them his only begotten son, so that whoever believes in him may be saved and not die.
我们下面看一下第三十二节到三十四节。
Now we look at verse 32 to 34.
门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么呢？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。
But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What were you discussing on the way? But they kept silent.For on their way, they had argued with one another about who was the greatest.
那么加百农呢？我们知道它是主耶稣在加利利事工的起源地。
But we know that Capernaum was a place where Jesus started his ministry in Galilee.
从前面各章的信息中，我们知道他一来到这里，那么就在安息日在会堂中教训人，并且赶出一个污鬼。
So we know from previous records that whenever he comes here, he will be in the synagogue on Sabbath. He will be teaching people and cast out the demons.
那么虽然这是主耶稣第二次和门徒谈到他的死和复活，但是门徒还是不明白，也不敢问。
Even though this is the second time he talked with his disciples about his suffering, his death, and resurrection, but his disciples still do not understand and they don't dare to ask him.
这里我们看到门徒的想法和主耶稣的想法是完全不同的，甚至是冲突的。
So we can see that here what Jesus thinks and what disciples think are different and are in conflict.
那么门徒想的是谁为大
？So disciples would think who is the greatest.
主耶稣想的是为罪人死，救他们脱离死亡，赐他们永生。
So what Jesus was thinking is to die for the sinners, save them from death, and give them eternal life.
其实这里主耶稣他本为大，他却愿意顺服父神的旨意，不为自己，愿为罪人死在十字架上。
Actually, Jesus was the greatest, but he obedient, being obedient to his father and humbled himself to be man.
门徒本为罪人，本该死，但是呢，却想在天国中大过别人。
But the disciples, they were sinners, and they want to be greatest in the kingdom.
所以呢，当主耶稣问他们在路上争论什么时，他们都不作声，也不敢问。
That's when Jesus asked them, what were you discussing on the way? They don't dare to talk.
我们也看到门徒本来是希望跟随耶稣在天国中伟大。
Now we also see that disciples wanted to be great with Jesus in the kingdom.
而耶稣却告诉他们他必然先要死亡然后复活。
But Jesus told them he has to die and then resurrect.
所以他们似乎在想，如果他们的主死亡，他们还能跟随他进入天国伟大吗
？So they may be thinking, if Jesus has to die, can they go to kingdom to be great with him?
所以门徒就根本不能明白主耶稣在这里在讲什么。
That's why the disciples cannot understand what Jesus was talking about.
所以他们不明白主的话，乃是因为他们不顺服神的旨意，只想坚持自己的意愿。
So they do not understand because they do not follow God's will. They only think about themselves.
而门徒呢，因着他们的罪性，总是专注于自己。
For the disciples, because of their sin nature, they can only focus on themselves.
以为在地位上高过别人，被人服侍就是大。
So they thought, if they can be served by others, they will be the greatest.
这并不是基督的国度中大的含义。
But this is not the meaning of being great in Jesus' kingdom.
于是主耶稣在下面呢，就用一个具体的事例来教训他的门徒，什么是神国中大的意思。
So Jesus usesexample to teach them what does it mean to be great in the kingdom.
那么这就是35节到37节，基督徒应当服侍和接纳他人。
This is where 35 to verse 37, the Christians should serve others.
我们先看35节，他说耶稣坐下叫12个门徒来说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做会众末后的，做众人的用人。
Verse 35, and he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all, and serve of all, a servant of all.
这里我们看到主耶稣听到门徒，主耶稣知道门徒在争论谁将来在神国中伟大，但是他并没有责备他们想要成为大的这种想法。
We know that Jesus knew they were arguing who to be the greatest, but he did not rebuke them wanting to be great.
而是在帮助他们理解，正确的理解神国中大的正确的含义。
So, but to help them to understand what's the true meaning of being great in the kingdom.
所以他告诉他们说，在神的国度中，伟大并不是在一群人中为首，受人的服侍。
So to be great in the kingdom is not to be the leader and being served among men.
而是做众人幕后的，服侍众人，把他人的需要摆在自己的需要之前。
But to be the smallest and be a servant of all and serve other people's desires.
也就是说在神的国度中大呢是通过降卑自己服侍他人来实现的。
So in other words, to be great in the kingdom is to humble yourself, to be a servant, and that means to be great.
所以这里也告诉我们，我们蒙恩得救，成为神的儿女，不只是为了做王子或者是做公主，而也是为了做仆人，还有或者是使女。
So here he tells us, in the kingdom, we are not going to be prince or princess.But we are only going to be servants.
那么就是在加拉太书五章十三节中，那么这样告诉我们，他说：“弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作发纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。”
This is what it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For you were called to freedom, brothers.Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
我们看三十六节到三十七节，这里说，于是领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来，对他们说，凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。
So in verses 36 and 37, and he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arm, he said to them, Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
那么我们知道在现代的社会中，即使是一个小孩子婴儿也是受到非常也很受到社会或者别人的尊重。
We know that in today's society, a child or even an infant are valued by people.
但是在耶稣时代，婴儿的存活率呢非常低，很多根本就活不到成熟的年龄。
So in the time of Jesus, the survival rate of infants are very low. So many of them cannot live long enough.
那么那些未到成熟年龄的孩子在社会中都是处于非常极低的地位，不会受到社会的尊重，人们也就是不当作人来看。
So for those who are immature in age, in those days are not emphasized by people, not valued by people.
所以这里呢，主耶稣领一个小孩子来，让他站在门徒中间。
Here he asked a child to come and let him stand in the midst of the disciples.
那么这样的对比，我们可以看到，在人看来呢，与耶稣和门徒相比，小孩子是处于极低的地位。
So here we can compare Jesus and the disciples. The infant, a child, is having very low position.
然而呢，耶稣把他抱起来，来服侍他。
And yet Jesus picked him up and served him.
并且告诉他的门徒，为他的名接待一个小孩子的真实意义。
So that means what's the true meaning of receiving a child in Jesus' name?
那么主耶稣在这里呢，是想强调，我们应当是待人平等，不应当与貌取人。
So here Jesus emphasized we should treat everyone equally, not to treat them according to their appearances.
那么就像雅各书二章一节告诉我们，他说：“我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。”
Just like in James chapter 2 verse 1, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith.In our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory.
主耶稣把这个小孩子摆在门徒面前，这样的来服侍他，让门徒这样的看，为他是告诉他们，就是为主的名仁慈款待最不受社会尊重的一个最无名望的一个人，才是为首者当该做的事情。
What Jesus is doing to this child is through this child, he shows them.How in Jesus' name to treat a very young child without a position to be equally.
那么这就是，那么如果这样你这样去做了，其实就像是坐在主自己，甚至是父神的身上。
In other words, if you do such things, it would be just do it. You are doing it to Jesus or doing it to God.
我们下面看今天的第三点，就是耶稣基督徒应当对主忠心。
And the third point of today is Christians should be allegiant to the Lord.
就是38节到41节。
From verse 38 to 41.
那么前面我们看到门徒之间在争论谁伟大。
We just saw that the disciples were arguing who will be the greatest.
而每个门徒呢，又想成为最大的。
And every disciple wants to be the greatest.
都想把其他的11个门徒排除在外。
They all want to surpass the other 11.
那么其实这是在个体的层面排一种这个排他性的态度。
So this is an attitude that you focus on self and reject all the others.
其实这种排他性的态度在集体的层面上也是存在的。
This also exists, this kind of attitude of rejecting other people.
那么当主耶稣向他们解释了作为个体在神国中大的含义之后，约翰代表12个门徒向主提出了另一个问题。
After Jesus has taught them the true meaning of being great in the kingdom, John asked a second question.
那么就38节这样说，约翰对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。
In verse 38, John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name.And we tried to stop him because he was not following us.
很明显，我们在这里可以看到，约翰认为十二门徒作为一个小的集体，在地位上高过其他的信徒。
Apparently, John thought being a disciple of the 12 in a small group are superior to any other people.
所以他认为呢，只有他们这12个人才有特权，奉主的名赶鬼。
He thought only them, the 12, has the name of Jesus to casting out the demons. Because they lived with Jesus daily.
而那些虽然信耶稣，不属于他们这一个小集体的信徒，不可以这样做。
So those who even believe in Jesus but does not belong to them should not do it.
所以呢，也就是说，在赶鬼这件事情上。约翰把12个门徒之外的人都排除了在外。
So from the point of casting out demons, John has rejected all the other people except the 12.
那我们这里面看到呢，约翰他似乎是只关心外表形式上这些人是否与他们在一起。
So from here we see John only paid attention to the appearance, whether they are with them or not.
而他很少考虑他们的内心是否与主耶稣有美好的关系。
But he does not consider whether in their heart they have a relationship with Jesus.
那我们看到主耶稣，我们下面我们看一下主耶稣是如何回应约翰他的提出来的问题。
Now let's see how Jesus responded to John.
那我们这就是最后39到41节，耶稣说：“不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。凡因你们是属基督，给你们一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你们，他不能不得赏赐。”
So verse 39, but Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward."To speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to me, to Christ, will by no means lose his reward.
那么主耶稣在这里其实在告诉十二门徒，他们禁止别的信徒奉主耶稣的名赶鬼是不对的。
So here Jesus is telling them if they forbid other people to cast out demons, it's not right.
那么这些人虽然不属于他们这12个门徒这个小集体。
even though they do not belong to this small group of 12.
那他们所行的事情表明他们也是主的门徒。
From what they're doing, they belong to God, Jesus' disciples.
主耶稣想强调的是，判断人与神的关系的标准，不是基于他在外表上属于哪个集体。
So Jesus is telling for the people who are believers, not because they are part of the small group,
而是基于他所行的是否是从神而来的信息。
But it depends on whether they, what they did is the same as God's message.
在信与不信之间不存在任何的空间。
There's no space between belief and unbelief.
不信耶稣的不可能奉耶稣的名去赶鬼。
For those who do not believe in Jesus, they cannot cast out demons in Jesus' name.
而奉他的名赶鬼的一定不会与他为敌。
So for those who cast out demons in his name, who will not be enmity with Christ.
那么这里最后一节经文，那么这个节经文呢，在希腊语的圣经中呢，有几个词在我们的中文圣经中没有翻译出来。
So in this passage, there were several original Greek words were not translated in the Chinese version.
所以理解开呢，就有一些难度。
Therefore, it's difficult to understand.
而在原文的这个圣希伯这个希腊语的圣经中呢，它是这样翻译的：他说，凡因你们是属基督，奉我的名给你们一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你们，他不能不得赏赐。也就是中文圣经是把这个奉我的名没有翻译出来。
So in other words, in the Chinese translation did not say in my name.
那么这里主耶稣再次强调，不但奉他的名赶鬼是支持他的事工。
Here she once again emphasized, in his name, casting out demons is his ministry.
奉他的名做任何一件善事都是支持他的事工。
To do any good things in his name is ministry.
也就是说，信徒靠信心奉主的名行任何圣经教导人当行的事，就是对主的忠心和支持。
So in other words, anyone in Jesus' name, by the face of God, do anything the Bible teaches is in allegiance to Jesus.
他们必然会得到主的赏赐。
They will receive the Lord's reward.
那么这也在罗马书十四章二十二节，我们可以从这里找到一些信息。罗马书十四章二十二节告诉我们，你有信心就当在神面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责，就有福了。
So in Romans chapter 14, verse 22, the faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves.
那我们今天呢，从门徒和主耶稣呢，在去往耶路撒冷的路途中所发生的事看到。
So today, from what happened, when Jesus and the disciples on their way to Jerusalem, we can see.
主的门徒应当顺服神的旨意，服侍和接纳他人，也要持守对主的忠心。
So as a disciple of the Lord, they should be obedient to the God's will, should receive and serve others, and should be allegiant to the Lord.
我们之所以能够做到这些事情，是要都要都必须要靠着主赐给我们的信心。
The only way we can do all these things is because we have the faith that comes from the Lord.
我们也应该愿意卑微自己，做主的仆人，忠心的仆人。
We should also be willing to humble ourselves to be a servant of all.
那么针对今天的信息呢，我们可以有以下这么几点的应用。
So there are several applications from today's message.
首先，我们要想顺服神的旨意，我们就要明白神的旨意。
If we want to be obedient to God's will, we have to first understand God's will.
我们要想明白神的旨意，我们必须要读神的话语。
If we want to understand God's will, we have to read God's words.
所以神启示人所有的话都记录在整本圣经之中。
All the words that was revealed by God to man are recorded in the Bible.
或者可以这样说，就整本圣经里面的话都是神启示人的话语。
So in another word, all the words in the Bible are revealed by God.
那么所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们就要全面的读，不应该只读节，只挑那些我们喜欢的读，而要抱着谦卑受教的心，完全顺服的态度来读。
So if we are going to read the Bible, we should read the total Bible, not just pick up those you like, and we should do it with a, what did you say?
我们要抱着谦卑的完全顺服的态度读。
So we should read with a humble and obedient heart.
不可抱着评判、指责的态度来读。
We should not read with a critical, judgment attitude.
因为我们既然相信是圣经是三位一体的神默示人写出来的，是他全备的话语。
Because we believe the Bible is revealed by the Triune God, that's all His words.
所以我们就要靠着信心来接受，来明白他圣经中所告诉我们的一切的他的话语。
So we should accept all the words of the Bible by faith.
靠着他给我们的信心，靠着圣灵的带领，明白神的旨意。
So through the help of the Spirit, we can understand God's will.
那么第二个方面，我们需要学习的就是说，那么在对于不在。在与这个不同的教会或者是与不同宗派的弟兄姐妹的交这个接触或者相处时。
So when we have a fellowship with different churches or with people of a different denomination.
那么如果是在一些核心的教义上我们是一致的，而在一些非核心的教义上也存在一些分歧，但是我们也要在这即使是这样子的，我们也要彼此的来接纳，要彼此的来尊重。
So in other words, if we all have the same understanding of the basic doctrine, even though we may have different ideas about some minor issues, we should treat each other equally.
那么这里我就说，那么到底什么是一些核心教义，什么是一些非核心教义？
So what is the basic core doctrine.
那么呢，我把一些核心的教义呢，在这里呢列出七点来，大家可以参考。那么核心的教义，第一点就是我们不管是什么样的基督教会，它必须要有这里面包括这七点。第一点就是基督他的神性和他的人性。
So there are seven core doctrines.The first is regarding the humanity and divinity of Christ.
必须知道基督耶稣他是道成肉身的神。
So we must know that Jesus Christ is God incarnate.
第二点，那么人的罪性，还有人的原罪，还有罪的后果。
So the second is the sin nature and the original sin and the consequences of sin.
所以我们每个人来到这个世上就是一个罪人。
So we all came as sinners.
那么第三点就是罪人的重生得救。
So the third is the regeneration and the salvation of the sinners.
也就是因信称义的教义。
So we are the doctrine regarding saved by faith only.
那么第四点就是圣经它的无误和它的是神所默示的神全备的话语。
So the other point is that the Bible is inerrant and is the word of God, revealed by God.
那么圣经呢，指圣经的正典就是66卷书，而没有不可以添加别的东西。
So there are only 66 books of the Bible. We cannot add or subtract.
那么第五点呢，就是我们相信的是三位一体的神，是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
So what we believe is a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit.
是三个位格，但是是独一的神。
And there are three personalities in one God.
那么第六点，我们核心教义就是我们要知道耶稣基督他的复活。
Now the number six is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以这是圣经记录的，也是历史，有历史记载的。
This is recorded in the Bible and is also historically recorded.
那么最后一点核心教义就是，我们都相信有最后的审判。
The last, we all believe in the final judgment.
那么这些是任何一个教派，任何一个教会，他都该遵守的核心的基督教的教义。
So this is the basic core doctrine all the churches, all the denominations should observe.
那么一些非核心的教义可以包括这些，比方说，那么受洗它有不同的形式，有浸水礼，也有涤水礼。
So basically, the non-essential doctrines, including the different types of a baptism.
我就列一些这些，还有就是我们对末世的认识。
Our understanding of end times.
可能也会有不同。
There may be different.
比方有的是说千禧年派，后千禧年派，或者是无千禧年派，所以这些都是这个非核心的教义。
So either you are pre-millennium, or you're post-millennium, or amillennium. They're all different thinking.
那么第三点就是说对圣餐的认识。
The understanding and the attitude toward the Lord's table.
所以不同的教会呢，对圣餐可能在认识上有一些区别，但是这个不是核心的教义。
Different churches may be different in their practice of a communion.
还有就是对这个。我们对这个创造的认识，到底这个神的创造是多少天，那么还是多长时间？这个知道这个神的创造，但是呢，这个具体是时间是多少，这个也不是核心教义，也可能存在分歧。
It is important that we know God created everything, but how long took God to create? They may have different ideas.
还有一点就是说。每个教会的敬拜方式可能有不同，所以这些也不是核心教义。
Different churches may worship differently.
而每个教会的管理方式也可能不同。
The administration of a church may be different.
所以呢，刚才列出这些核心的教义和非核心的教义，如果在核心教义上我们是一致的，即使在非核心的这些教义上我们存在分歧，我们也应该彼此接纳，彼此来包容。彼此来尊重。
So as long as we agree with the core doctrine that we should receive each other and treat each other, and not because of differences on the minor doctrines.
来，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢主。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you.
主，感谢你赐给我们美好的救恩，感谢你把我们这些在罪恶过犯中本该灭亡的人能够带到永生之中。
We thank you for your salvation, for those of us who were supposed to die in our sins, and yet you have given us eternal life.
主，我们真的时刻需要你的帮助，时刻需要你的带领，让我们明白你的旨意。
Oh Lord, we do need you to guide us and teach us all the time.
赐我们每一个弟兄姐妹一颗谦卑受教的心，让我们能够愿意做你的仆人，让我们愿意能够彼此服侍，能够走在你的国中，不是为了追求大，而是为了真的做幕后的。
So give us a teachable and a willing heart, so that we're willing to serve each other, not to be the greatest in your kingdom.
让我们弟兄姐妹彼此能够在主你的真道上一同成长，一同来建立你的教会。
So that we all may grow in your teaching and in your church.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.